goodness. Are you okay, sweetheart? Oh, I know. I know this is the second time you've woken up in a strange new place, and I'm sure it's weird being suspended in midair like that. I'm sorry. But don't worry, everything is fine. You're safe now. I won't let anything happen to you. I can appreciate that you're confused right now, but that's not how you talk to your new supervisor. Would you like to try that again? That's better, but you're still not quite there yet. Try this on for size. Please tell me where I am, miss. Perfect! Doesn't that sound so much more professional than where the hell am I? And we are in my subterranean lair. Or is it a cave? Hideout, maybe? No, that's too criminal sounding. I really should have read the acquisition paperwork when I signed up for this workspace. MR likes you to be specific when reserving company property. Oh well, what Monster Girl Resources doesn't know won't hurt them. We'll go with lair for now. Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I've already told you. I expect you to act professionally around me, and I really don't like repeating myself. Ask your question again, politely. What are we doing here? Miss, thank you. Well, it seems your performance was starting to fall off after your first couple of months here, and there were some unfortunate accusations of sexual harassment in your file. Oh, sweetheart, no one is accused of harassing you. There are several harassment claims filed against you. Stop using that tone with me, young man, or I swear to all the gods you won't be able to sit for weeks. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I shouldn't have snapped at you like that. And trust me, darling, I don't want to spank you, but you're giving me no choice. You really must learn to behave yourself. Just compose yourself, and I'll answer your question. Well, it should be obvious while you're suspended in the air, naked. It's so I can properly punish you when I need to. No, 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 no. No tears. Don't cry, sweetheart. You know Miss doesn't like hurting you. Shh, calm down. It's okay. But we do need to talk about your poor behavior these last few months. It seems in your first week here you made some inappropriate remarks towards your boss in the library. Sweetheart, hush. Don't interrupt. Something about having a special treasure you wanted to give her. Then it looks like you had an after-hours run-in with the librarian while she was sorting some new books. You asked her if it was true what they say about snake girls and their talented tongues. Sweetheart, I'm not kidding. One more disrespectful peep out of you and I will absolutely bruise that ass of yours. Then you went on a lunch break with our wonderful little succubus at reception. I'm not even going to repeat what you said to her. Surprisingly, none of these women filed official complaints to HR. But then you had to go after the bookkeeper's daughter. That poor girl is so sweet and shy, and she was absolutely devastated after your little joke. Honestly, you're lucky her mother didn't get involved. That woman can be downright diabolical when it comes to protecting her daughter. No, dear, that's not what happened. None of these women came on to you. Most of them are used to being with creatures closer to their own strength and abilities. What would they want with a weak little human? We did ask them, sweetheart. They all said that you initiated these conversations and that you refused to take no for an answer. Stop lying to me, sweetheart. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You harassed these women, shirked your responsibilities, and you've behaved in an unbelievably unprofessional manner since day one. Admit it. Admit it. Say it. Say, Miss, I've acted completely inappropriately since I got here. Say, I deserve to be reprimanded for my inexcusable behavior. Say, please, Miss, help me fight these urges that make me act this way. Say it. Please, Miss. Good. Because you asked so nicely, I'm going to help you become a better employee. But you need to do everything I tell you to do, okay? Please don't make me punish you anymore, sweetheart. Now, open your mouth. I'm going to put a drop of liquid on your tongue. I want you to swallow it. Oh my goodness. So much thrashing. It's a good thing I went with a levitation spell instead of ropes, because I think you'd have broken them just now. That was a single drop of my venom. It causes your body to produce the same level of endorphins as it would during an intense orgasm, while simultaneously amplifying your nerve ending sensitivity to about 1,000%. Manticore venom is one of the most popular drugs on the black market right now. And I have this whole vial full of my own venom right here. A manticore usually likes to feed on prey that recently experienced great pleasure. It makes the meat taste so sweet. A normal sting from a manticore's tail would inject twice as much venom as this vial directly into its prey. Most die from a heart attack right away. Luckily for you, a drop of venom isn't lethal, and the effects only last for a few seconds. But unfortunately for you, the effect stacks. So every drop is going to feel a little more intense and last a little bit longer. And I happen to have about 10,000 drops worth in this little vial. And I expect you to be a good boy and take all your medicine. Well, if you don't want to be a good boy, I could always pour the whole vial down your throat and hold your mouth shut until you swallow. Is that what you want? I didn't think so. Now open up. That's it. Good boy. Believe it or not, eventually you're going to be begging me for more. But for now, just shake and tremble and cry to your heart's content. Oh, would you look at how hard you've gotten? Oh, you're leaking all over the floor. That won't do, sweetheart. I guess I'll have to step things up faster than I had anticipated. Oh, well. How's your second taste, sweetheart? You squirm for almost twice as long as the first time. Yeah, I'm going to speed things up a little, darling. I can't have you wasting any of your cum. Have you noticed anything strange about my tail? Yes, it has a very large stinger, but I meant something a little more unusual. No? Well, here, let me give you a closer look. Do you see that little opening on the opposite side of my stinger? You see how wet and tight it looks? Well, manticore use their tails for mating, sweetheart. Oh, no, don't worry. Our species can't breed together. But I'm still going to use my tail to drain every last drop from your cock. Hopefully it'll be enough to make you a little more docile around your co-workers. Here we go, sweetheart. I'm going to line you up. And press. Oh, just like that. How's it feel, sweetheart? I've been told it's tighter than any human woman's pussy. But that's not even the best part. You see, the comb has to go all the way up my tail, which means there needs to be some suction as well. Tighter than a pussy and with all the benefits of a human mouth. Now that's what I call efficiency. There's even a little tongue in there to help stimulate my mates. Isn't it wonderful? Yes, miss. Don't think you can forget your manners just because I'm fucking you. Okay, sweetheart, time for another drop. Dear, I know you can't handle it. That's the point. I'm gonna make you feel so much pleasure you won't even think of going to another woman for sex. Now open up. Open up. Fine, have it your way. I'll take this tiny sip and... Oh, come now. That was only 5 or 6 drops worth. 10 at the most. There's no need to scream. Although no one's going to hear you this deep underground, so feel free to shout until you go hoarse. Goodness, dear, you do taste delicious. Oh, no, we're not done yet, sweetheart. I'm going to keep you inside my tail so my little tongue can clean off every single drop of your cum. And when I'm finished with that, we're going to do this again. And again, and again, and again. Again and again and again. Oh, you're too sensitive? Oh, darling. You don't know what sensitive is. Open your mouth. There. 8 drops immediately following an orgasm. How's that for sensitive? Why are you crying? I thought you wanted the attention of the girls at this library. Well, here I am, ready to make you my little obedient slut. And you're acting like I'm torturing you. Oh, maybe I'm just not stimulating you in the right ways. After all, you did ask the succubus for something pretty specific. And I just so happened to bring a special little tool along to help with that request. Here it is. My animate rod. I had some of the girls in the magical archive whip this up just for you. It's controlled by my thoughts. I can make it move, vibrate, even change the temperature, all on a whim. Do you want me to lube it up first? Well, I didn't bring any lube with me per se, but I do have lots of venom here, and it is pretty slick. So, what'll it be, sweetheart? Do you want me to rub a couple of drops all over this, or just insert it dry? No. Ask me properly. Please, miss. Say it. Since you asked so sweetly, I'll put a couple of extra drops on it. Oh, sweetheart, just relax. I'll go slowly. Slowly sliding the tip right into that tight little ass. Oh, my, that blush. And you're panting. Oh, that's too cute. Oh, here you go. Yeah, take a little more. Oh, not even halfway in, and you couldn't keep from coming. Oh. Well, while you're squirming around in post-orgasmic bliss, I'll go ahead and slide the rest in. Ah, there we are. Perfect fit. Oh, those little gasps. Oh, I must have found your prostate. I'll just use this rod like a finger and rub right against it. No, I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I'm not stopping. You'll have to try to compose yourself long enough to ask your question. Come on, you can do it. Oh, what was that? No, I'm serious, darling. Say that again. Yes. That's what I wanted to hear. One more time, dear, please. Please, miss. I need more. Finally. That is music to my ears. And that look on your face. You can't take it anymore. You need more of me. Okay, dear, open up. Let's see. One drop, two drops, three drops, four. Ah, fuck it. How's that, sweetheart? Oh, good God. Yeah, that's it. Shiver for me. I'm going to press the rod against your prostate and start vibrating it. Say it again, darling. That's right. Please, miss. Please, miss. Fuck me, miss. Please fuck me, miss. Oh, yes, God, yes. Come here. Oh, all this twitching and that blank look of ecstasy in your eyes. Are you even there anymore? Or are you just a mindless little slut chasing that next high? It's okay, sweetheart. Just give yourself up to it. Here, have some more. I'll feed it to you again. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're coming almost constantly. My tongue can't clean it off of you fast enough. Oh. I probably should have gone over this beforehand, but when I come, my tongue is going to wrap around your cock and start milking it. It's part of manticore anatomy to ensure impregnation. Oh, it might be a little intense for you right now. Oh, I guess it's too late. Well, bottoms up. Yeah, take the rest of it. Oh, fuck. Fuck. That was amazing, sweetheart. Oh, but I hope you're ready for more. There's still over half a vial of venom left. Oh, attaboy. That's right. Please, miss. Please, miss. Fuck, I love that. Oh, by the way, I rented this facility for a whole week. And I stocked a vial for each and every day.